When you think about it, skeptics have good reason to be skeptical about their skepticism. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, 18th century Scottish philosopher Thomas Reid had some rather powerful observations when it comes to battling skepticism.
John Reid faced a formidable opponent, a man he greatly respected, Scottish philosopher David Hume. Hume is still celebrated today, and he inspires those who question our ability to know the truth about anything.
It's easier to suspend belief, suspend judgment, when we're not sure about taking the next step.
And we've talked before about the wisdom of deliberation. We shouldn't just jump in without checking the depth of the water.
Yeah.
The trouble is some adopt skepticism as a lifestyle, and it's those people Reid had in his sights when he said this: "For my own satisfaction, I entered into a serious examination of the principles upon which this skeptical system is built, and was not a little surprised to find that it leans with its whole weight upon a hypothesis which is ancient indeed and hath been very generally received by philosophers, but of which I could find no solid proof."
So skepticism may have been around for a long time, but Reid argued it just doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Reid's common sense approach to philosophy focused on all the good reasons to believe we can know things about this world. The power of reason, the power of perception, all the things that help us interact with the world around us. Now, skepticism will always be attractive, sometimes to avoid an uncomfortable conclusion. But for those looking at life and looking for answers, God has revealed enough in the world and in his word to steer us in the right direction.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why. Hey, check out the website reasonwhy.org, where you can listen to this program on your mobile device. That's reasonwhy.org.